Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. Good morning, Mark in the Morning. Mark Thompson, Andy Chandler, Gina Grad, Jackie Delgado, and Danny. So today... God, what is that?
You smell toast burning, old man?
I smell stink. Oh, you know what that is? That is the stench of a loser.
Yeah? Oh. Is it all there, around you?
There's a loser in the room. Wait a minute. That's the smell of a winner. Myself.
Yeah.
You, Andy Chandler, Wisconsin picker, are a loser. Say it. Andy loser, Mark winner. Go ahead.
You're a Duke picker. Duke picker.
I mean, it's technically true.
Yeah.
I like that Duke picker.
But actually, it's your Duke picking friends down at the cigar shop, you dilettante.
Well, if I can ever get, I put the call out yesterday to try to get Josh to call me, and I don't think word ever got to him. Josh is the owner of the cigar shop.
I would love to talk to my actual competition at some point. That would be great.
All right. So for the FCC required legal ID, here is Andy the loser.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Legal ID has to be done. Only FCC requirement anymore. Here comes one. Andy at the mic. Out of ideas. So who pulled out? KNX broadcast legend. Angina's papa, Steve Grad.
Yes! Woo! There was a special request for this.
And so he says, 100.3 The Sound. It's KSWD, FM, and HD1. Los Angeles and Orange County. Southern California's classic rock. Steve Grad, sports! KNX 1070 News Radio.
Insulting and awesome.
I love him.
I know, it's adorable.
I look forward to meeting him.
He's a good guy.
Well, today, as Danny put it, love is in the air. We have our date, Terry and Oscar. Terry is in need, and we found her a fella. So Oscar's coming down. Chick on the street, Katie, will serve them. We have Mary and her harp-playing friend to provide musical accompaniment.
I can't wait. They're going to do that song from Somewhere in Time. It's just going to be like the movies.
And today I'm going to share, I thought of this yesterday, it's one of the great stories I've ever heard. It's from Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas used to do mornings on Power 106. He was on Cheers, and he was a guest on Late Night with Letterman, and he tells a story, and it's a radio story. And I think all of us, everybody is going to get a kick. There's no way to not enjoy this story. The players are assembling for another round of Itty Bitty Theater. Todd joins us for sports, and then right after that, a Dancing with the Stars update with Skeeter and Todd, and then Alan Parsons. And I want to bring this up because yesterday, there is a thing that we in radio have to do, and it's called tours. These are basically interview tours where a certain star, as in yesterday, Val, professional dancer from Dancing with the Stars, they call in to a central location from their home on a phone. And I think Val was napping during his interview yesterday with us because it was awful.
Well, those things are like, it's like putting a bullet in a chamber of a revolver and spinning it. You don't know if you're going to get somebody on the top of their game or if they're just literally phoning it in.
And you bring up the point because, so the star will call into the central center. The central center is the one that calls every radio station and says, you've got him until 56. So, you know, you get what you get. Now, yesterday, I was so pissed about the dead interview we had with Val that I told Danny, and by the way, is Danny's board up because I want him on this. I told Danny, no more tours. That's it. I've had it.
So we booked one for today?
Well... My thought then, when I had a cooler head, my thought is, embrace it. Let's see how bad it can get.
Oh, okay.
Let's just book
lean
as
into
many.
It.
Yeah.
I thought that's been our motto for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, we can do it, and then afterwards we all vote from 1 to 10 just how bad it was.
Oh,
we keep a record
like Dancing
of
with the Stars. We can hold up a paddle. That's great.
Yeah, he would have gotten a 1 yesterday with Val. I was watching Dancing with the Stars last night with Lynn. I wanted to slap that guy. You know, a little energy. Good God. How hard is it to perk it up?
Well, and we know he's capable. He does it on the show.
Jesus.
Oh, not on the phone.
Brilliance. I love it.
So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to power through it. And when we get a bad one, we'll just, you know, I'll struggle through the interview, and then when we're done, when we're done, then we'll take a vote.
Okay.
All right. So we'll slice off business, get things kicked up. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Steve Miller, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Mark it down, Christian Hand, the guy that came in and broke down that Marvin Gaye song for us a couple of weeks back. He's on the show tomorrow. Christian Hand back in for shenanigans and tomfoolery.
It's going to be good. He's going to be looking at vocals this time. It's going to be fun.
So yesterday, now after she leaves here, Gina goes and co-hosts the Adam Carolla show.
Yeah. Well, I'd say co-host is generous, but I do the news. I'm the third voice over there. But yes.
So an interesting day yesterday then?
Uh-huh. I'm a little nervous to go back today. I'm not going to lie to you. I was really hoping it was going to be a couple days off, but no. So Adam invented a scale for smell called Hobo Power. You know, there's decibels for ears and there's the Scoville scale for spices. And he's always been sort of annoyed that there's not a scale for smell. So he decided to bring that game back yesterday. And I thought, great, I even have something I can throw in. I've tried durian, which is the only food on Bizarre Foods that Andrew Zimmern wouldn't eat. I could play this. People started calling in with such horrific stories of smells, everything from things that happened at morgues to things that were lanced to things that were pulled out of various orifice, that I started feeling really queasy. I started freezing and sweating at the same time. Wow. And they looked at me like, Gina, you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good. I got up. I turned the air conditioner on because I was sweating, but I was so cold. And they kept talking and they kept talking. I finally took my headphones off. I just buried my face in my hands. They were like, Gina, you are gray. I was like, I'm good. Keep talking about this. This is great. Ran out of the room and threw up all over the bathroom. So I don't know that I have the stomach for Hobo Power. When I came out of the bathroom, it's like they put a Red Cross blanket around me and gave me some Sprite, told me I couldn't go into the studio for 10 minutes. I was really, really ill.
And this was all on the air? Yep. They're talking about this on the...
Yep.
What did they say?
Well, here's the thing. I've never really heard Adam serious, so everything's a joke and everything's fine. But all of a sudden he was like, Gina has taken ill. She's okay. I was like, this can't be good. I'm definitely going to be asked not to
when
come
he's
back.
genuinely empathetic, you know it's really bad.
Very, very scared. So hopefully the doors aren't locked and the key codes aren't changed when I get there today. But who knows?
You professional, you.
Thanks.
Puking on the air.
And that's not, first of all, I'm not a puker. Second of all, I don't puke and stay. If I puke, good night, everybody. I'm done. But I was like, you know what? You can do
it. I'm going to throw up. I think I'm going to throw
up. Don't
throw up. I'm going to throw it up.
What is that?
Was that a sound bite from the show yesterday? Literally, that's what happened.
That's Step Brothers. Yeah. That's John C. Reilly. I love that.
So, thanks, everybody.
So now, you know, Andy is a hands-on dad, and we all do this, have done that, and probably will do it again if I ever get a grandkid. You were reading to Silas last night?
Was the game on last night?
Yes, it was.
It was? Wow. Well, yes. I spent the whole time bathing my son, giving him a bath, and then reading. We're reading the Little House on the Prairie series.
Oh, that's sweet.
Which I'm hoping teaches that little kid some discipline. we're reading, and you know he's four, and he notices some words, like he can see the word so. He knows the word so he'll pick it out on the page as we're going down, and he's picking up more and more words, and he sees a capital B on the page last night, and he says, a B looks like a sideways butt.
He's not wrong.
That's a great way to remember it. Well done, sir.
Yeah. The boy's learning.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's baby steps.
I can remember when, because primarily for me, I would get home from work, I would lunch, mess around, take a nap, and then I would get up about 4 or 4:30, get some coffee in, and then I would kind of semi-take over with the kids, give Linda a break. I would do the bath. I would read to them.
I bet she kind of semi-appreciated that.
I'm sure she did. And so I can remember on one particular night I was reading Goodnight Moon, which was all my kids' very favorite. And Matthew, his head was already, his eyes are closed and his head is starting to soft into the pillow. And so I just skipped three pages. And then I hear this. What happened to the bowl of mush? I had to go back.
And the old lady whispering, hush.
Yeah, here's what, when I read it, when I read stories, Rapunzel, you know, I'll read the Tangled book and I'll say, so one day Mother Gothel came back to the tower and told Rapunzel to throw down her toenails. And he's like, it's hair. It's hair.
I'm like, Dad, can't you read?
You're right. I'm sorry. I'll do that, like, throughout the entire book. And he catches me every single time.
Yeah, the boys, they're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of what you think, they're listening. Well, here's what you didn't see. Duke won their fifth national championship last night.
What do you know about that?
By holding off Wisconsin 68-63 in a hard-fought game that nearly went down to the wire. It was so close that the lead changed 16 times before Duke took control in the final 7 minutes, outscoring Wisconsin 14-9 to get the win.
I'm glad I didn't see it.
I told Linda before the game, I said, you know, I know Wisconsin is good, but Coach K is one of the greatest coaches, forget basketball, one of the greatest coaches of all time. And he knows how to win a basketball game.
I love Coach Kurzizewski. And I think that he's definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, here's part of the game.
Hey, Jim, I think one of the biggest things is how Mike Krzyzewski at the end of the first half, the massage to the end to hang tough. And the rotation with all the foul problems down the stretch. Extraordinary.
Got to score quickly here. Yeah. Badgers. Koenig looking for help. Decker.
They're going to run him off to three if they can.
Bounces out to Koenig with 3 seconds. He's going to run out of time. And the Blue Devils are the national champions of 2015.
And I wonder if Mitt Romney picked Duke to win.
I don't know. How do we find such things out?
If only there was a way that we could look something like that up. That would be cool.
Maybe Todd will have the answer.
By the way,
Mitt Romney picked Duke, finished in top 1% with NCAA bracket.
Jesus. I mean, that alone, I don't know anything about the guy, but that alone, I might vote for him just because he knows a lot about college basketball.
There are companies that said, like, if you get a perfect bracket, we'll give you $3 million because it basically can't be done.
Right.
So there you go.
That's pretty. Imagine him winning.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we talked about today we're going to do an itty-bitty theater, and we shot a video, and it's pretty cute. It's Gina and I in the beginning, and it features itty-bitty theater and the fact that Andy is a little too into it. And the video turned out very, very well. Very funny. It's up on markinthemorning.com, Mark in the Morning Facebook page.
By the way, my son looks at that yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's a line where Gina says, I believe, nice cod piece.
Yes.
And if that doesn't get you rushing to your computer to watch it right now, I don't know what will. She says, nice cod piece. And Silas said, I want to see it. And so I back it up so he can watch it. And she says, nice cod piece. He goes, yeah, nice cod piece.
Yay! I taught the boy something.
Four was my absolute favorite age. I adored it. And then about eight, they get their adult teeth.
Right.
And so they've got these huge teeth. and they say and do really weird things because they're fighting growing up.
Right.
And it they're so embarrassing, you don't take them out much because they're just weird. They just get bizarre. And so enjoy this time.
I will.
Because there's going to be a period where you don't let him leave the house.
All right.
Yeah. So enjoy that. We will conduct business. As I said, Gina's going to trend right after this, and Andy's capsule is about 20 minutes away. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Thank you, Uncle Joe, and I will ignore what Andy just did. Let's go to Patrick. He has called from Mission Viejo. Good morning, Patrick.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Patrick. You're on the air.
Sorry, I can... it's a little bit hard to hear you.
Yeah.
Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say thank you, Mark. Sorry.
Sorry.
I just lost my father with his fight with cancer recently. And I remember listening to you when you lost Luther.
Yep.
And it did help me as far as, you know, listening to you, how you got through it, and you know, as far as, you know, talking about Luther and everything. I don't want to bring the morning show down or anything.
You're not. It's okay. It's okay.
I just really wanted to say thank you, and it did help me. And I don't know if you remember or not, but I was your first caller back in 2000.
Of course I don't remember it.
Of course.
And he threw it away.
Hey, Patrick, I will say to you that when I was losing all of my people in a very short period of time, I reached out with some therapy, and a psychiatrist told me something I'm going to tell you, and it was very helpful. He told me that while you're burying your family, to grieve, to be emotional and be available, and don't fight it and don't try to hide it, because you can grieve now or you can grieve later, but you are going to grieve. So I encourage you to do that. And, you know, your dad is always going to be with you. You will dream about him quite a bit, as I still periodically do. There's nothing harder than saying goodbye to a parent. I guess maybe saying goodbye to a child, but it's a very, very tough time. And I just encourage you to be very present in that grief and just let it flow.
Thank you.
Well, listen, our absolute condolences. It sounds like you and your dad were close, and really, really sorry for your loss.
Thank you, sir.
And hopefully you'll continue listening and call us back again someday on a brighter day.
Yes, yes. I really enjoy the morning show with everybody. It's really great.
Well, thank you, Patrick. The best to you, and cheers. Keep your head up.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Here's Gina. She's got what's trending.
Well, blues legend B.B. King was rushed to a Las Vegas hospital this past weekend for a possible diabetes-related emergency. He remains hospitalized at a medical center close to his Vegas home. And the newest world's oldest person, Gertrude Weaver, has passed away at 116 years old, leaving 115-year-old.
Wait, the one that you just named three days ago is already gone?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, all she got was like 3 days, yeah.
But now...
She had that brass ring for...
Just a moment. A
couple of days.
72 hours. Geraldine Talley of Inkster, Michigan is now the world's
oldest
person. You're next. Oh, Andy, at 115. And here's what's trending in sports. The Canucks beat the Kings last night 2-1 in a shootout at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. I am not pleased, but I am Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now... You too. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Nice. You too. Bloody Sunday, Mark in the Morning. So I'm not pleased. Tomorrow, I have to go to the doctor for my yearly checkup.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And because they're going to take blood, I can't eat. The appointment is at 4:00 in the afternoon.
Oh. Ooh. Wait, so you can't eat all day? You're going to be a dream tomorrow.
Well, here's my problem. Lunch is my big meal by the time, because we get up early and, you know, I try to get a workout in. So by the time lunch rolls around, I am ravenous and I'm not going to get to eat until 5:00. And here's the other point. So I'm going to go in there and I'm pissy because I haven't eaten. And then the guy is going to put on the rubber gloves.
The phlebotomist.
And lube that up. And invade me. And I'm
those gloves. Oh, not the phlebotomist, the bottomist.
Have I told you guys my story of the last time I had to do this?
I believe you did.
Tell it again.
Well, even if he didn't, did you really want to hear it again?
Very much so.
So I hate this. The last time I was in, I did the thing. We did the appointment, and he hadn't mentioned it. And we were then engaging in small talk, which is what we do before I get up and leave. In this case, run, because he hasn't run. And he's looking at the chart. He goes, oh, we haven't done the... So he tells me to lower my pants and just lean on my elbows on the table. So I'm doing it. And there I am, and I can hear the glove in the thing, and then I hear the lubricant that he's getting. And I could tell by the movement of his hands around my buttocks that it was about to happen. And so I just, wah! I shut him off.
How'd it go again?
Wah! I just shut him down. It wouldn't go. And I can still feel the warm breath on my ear because he was leaning forward, and he said these words in my ear. Loosen up for me.
Nice.
Oh, so it's tomorrow. No food.
Hey, so here's my advice to you.
Yes.
Here's my advice to you. Tomorrow, when you do this, just go in loose.
Oh, Andy.
I don't know how one does that.
What does that even mean?
I think you know what I mean. Just go in. Just go in loose.
Mark?
Yes, Jackie.
Helpful and amazing.
Yeah, it really is good. So now I think we have something classic here. The first time I heard it yesterday was with Andy when it was on an Uncle Joe promo. And I don't even know when
this is.
This is going to be a classic moment in the world of Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy was on behalf of the Dodgers. The Dodgers were apparently at Chicago. So, again, I don't know when this actually happened, but I've never heard it, so I'm assuming fairly recent. Here now is Ozzy Osbourne singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in Chicago. This is future classic right now.
Shane and Ozzy Osbourne!
All right, Chicago! I want to hear a real crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three, and let's go out to the ball game. Let's go out to the river. Take me everywhere, every lesson to. I don't remember what I have to do.
He said, I swear he said it in one of the lines, I don't remember what I had for lunch. I swear he said that. And then he said, it's three strikes or yep.
And there was one part in there where he wasn't saying any words at all. He was just...
Ozzy, didn't you practice the words to the
ball
game song all day?
Sharon!
Oh, that's good stuff. We got us an itty-bitty theater around 7:25. The players have assembled, and they're excited, chomping at the bit to bring you classic theater. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. One of my favorite Beatles tunes right there. And Matthew, who for him, his number one group musically is the Beatles.
Your son, Matthew?
Yeah. And his favorite album is Rubber Soul.
Oh, man, after my own heart.
Me too. Yeah.
I knew I liked him.
That was the first CD I ever bought.
Oh, so good.
Our phone number in here for comments and questions and tomfoolery is 888-696-1003. There are a couple of ways that you can enjoy Mark in the Morning. First of all, the website, markinthemorning.com. There's all kinds of stuff on there. There is a section they just added called Things Mark Likes, because periodically there'll be a dog video or whatever, and I just like to put it up there so people can enjoy what I'm enjoying.
So I basically narrowly escaped something humiliating by me chewing granola not being up there. Thank God. Really likes that.
I still think the best moments of the show, the little clips they have.
Yeah.
It should be called Mark in the Moment.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, nice. That's nice. And what he's talking about.
Cast aside.
Sounds like a scented candle.
Doesn't it?
We, yeah. we have two podcasts that are up there that Mikey does. First of all, the Mark in the Morning podcast, which is Mikey removes all the music and the commercials, and it's just and us
the,
yakking.
And the dirty stuff.
And then Mark in the Morning clips. He takes like when David Letterman calls or whatever the case may be. So there's two podcasts that are out there. You can find those iTunes, wherever podcasts are sold. Katie joins us, Chick on the Street. What's up, Katie?
I got stuck in the elevator for 5 minutes.
Cool.
No, how? Not cool. Scary, Katie.
Alone?
There was a woman there, so we both get in the elevator. The doors close. We swipe our key cards. We're going to go up. Elevator doesn't move. So we're like, okay, we'll just press exit. It won't let us exit. So I think, well, okay, we're going to die. This is it. I'm going to go down. It's going to crash. We're going to die. Finally, the doors opened, and I took the stairs.
You came up, God. You came up 19 floors.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into an elevator that's not going to work. Yeah.
You don't look winded or anything. Oh,
wow.
I've been working out.
Wow.
Healthy Dad's Challenge.
Nice.
Grab a water. But I've
congratulations,
been,
Pops.
I've been running stairs is what I've been doing.
So this was nothing. This was just another day at the office for
wow.
you.
Wow.
You know, she mentioned we shot a video about this, and I'll just throw this out right now because I've joined up with Andy's Healthy Dad's Challenge. Because my thing is walk and water. Our bodies are comprised of mostly water. And if you wake up on any given morning and you don't feel right, you feel sluggish, you feel whatever, it's primarily because you probably need water. And I promise you, if you'll start piling a couple of bottles down, you're going to feel great within a short amount of time. Did you know that like 80% of us walk around at some level of dehydration because we don't drink enough water?
They say you should drink water like it's your job.
Yeah, I mean, you really should. Matthew, whenever because Matthew is all about water, on his strong days, he will drink a gallon a day.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's nuts.
You know, Danny used to bring water in here, by the way, every morning. There was water waiting for us when we got in here. That doesn't happen anymore. He has water for himself.
Yeah, he stockpiled it. It's like a bomb shelter in that office.
And the other thing is take a walk. If you don't work out at all, then if you're feeling down, put on a pair of tennis shoes and walk out the front door. There's no need to go nuts with it. Just circle the neighborhood. Take the dog or take the kids or don't. I promise you, if you take that challenge of putting down a glass of tea or coffee, just one, and replace that with a bottle of water, and then try to get out and walk at least once a week, that may turn into two or three. I promise you, you're going to feel better by doing that. Walk in water. That's it.
Good for you for saying that.
Well, it works for me.
You already have it. You've had it happen this morning, more or less. But you'll have people come up to you in weeks and months to come, like I have, saying, "Hey, thanks for talking about that because I finally got off my butt and did something, and now I'm going to live an extra couple of months and not be a tub of goo."
And if you have a problem, that is the best way to work it out. Walk it off. And by the time you're done, you're stretching, you're breathing heavy, you're like, wait a second, I know what to do.
Those are the two best ways to work out a problem. Walk it off or rub dirt on it.
Yeah. Oh. Get back in the game.
I can tell you that when Linda and I strap Red up and we take him out for a walk, not only do we come back feeling much better than we did when we left, you wind up seeing neighbors stop down, say hello, do a little socializing. Red gets a chance to crap someplace he hasn't done it before. So awesome. That's always great.
Yeah. That's good.
So really, honestly, do get out, take a walk, drink you some water. I promise you're going to feel a lot better for it.
Now, if I'm exercising and I'm going for it, don't talk to me with your dog. I don't want to be talked to. I am working out. I am dying. I can't talk to you right now.
Keep that in mind. If you see Katie out working out, then don't talk
Keep
to her.
Dog
she's
away
working
from
out. Yeah, she's not in the mood. It's time to take these 2 feet and jump into Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Thank you, Professor Hawking. This is the Classic Rock Time Capsule. For Tuesday, April 7th, 2015, Mark, Gina, on this day, and Katie, if you'd like, on this day in 1987, who sends televangelist Oral Roberts money to help pay for a psychiatrist? Is it Ozzy Osbourne, Don Henley, Greg Allman, Steven Tyler, or John Mellencamp? Hold your tongues.
I hope they pulled their money.
The answer, The answer is nigh. What's that?
I hope they pulled their money and did it together.
Put plenty of money together. Meanwhile, this is also the date in 1979 of the California World Music Festival. Oh, yeah. I love world music. It's good stuff. Such world music acts as Aerosmith, Van Halen, UFO, REO Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, April Wine, and Boomtown Rats. You know, I think that world music probably meant something a little different in 1979 than it does today. I'm just going to guess. But Boomtown Rats, who I just mentioned, it was 1 year ago today that Bob Geldof of the Boomtown Rats learns that his daughter, Peaches Honey Blossom, is dead of a heroin overdose. This poor guy, he organizes Live Aid and other fundraisers to save lives all over the world. Who's going to save him is my question to you.
This has been, Katie loves that name, by the way.
Peaches Honey Blossom.
Yes. Oh my gosh, what a name.
It's great. Today in 1988, Alice Cooper almost kills himself by hanging. Let me explain this. It's part of his act to hang from a noose in Wembley Arena, but the safety tether breaks. And Alice literally has seconds to live, but luckily an alert roadie sees what's up and gets him down before tragedy strikes. Oh. And hey, he'd be out of a job, right? Speaking of benefit concerts, today in 1990, a particularly good lineup of Farm Aid. Listen to this. Usual Suspects, John Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, plus Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So CSNY together again. Elton John, Don Henley, Lou Reed, Jackson Browne, Carl Perkins, and the Appetite for Destruction lineup of GNR. But there's another Guns N' Roses meltdown. Axl Rose and Izzy Stradlin are making their Indiana homecoming. Steven Adler is addled with drugs, allegedly, and can't drum very well when he's high, so it's his last show with the band. And finally, speaking of drummers, this is the day in 1990 that Tommy Lee of Motley Crue falls 20 feet from his drum riser and suffers a concussion, maybe even brain damage, but then how would you tell? The answer, Mark, Gina, Katie, anybody. Today in 1987, who sends Oral Roberts cash for a shrink? Ozzy, Don Henley, Greg Allman, Steven Tyler, or John Mellencamp?
For me, it's a toss-up between Don Henley and Steven Tyler.
Mark?
I'm all about Ozzy.
Me too. That's what I was going to go with.
I mean, if I've got the time, I'll sort of try. I'm kind of somewhat paranoid because, as I said to you on the last show, there's some I attract some really spicy people. Not all of them. Dwayne Dallas has been hounding me for years, you know.
Yeah, you know. Remember when Oral tells his flock that if they don't send him $1 million, God will smite him? Because God's short on cash and needs a mill to get by until payday. So God, he's going to lean on old folks on fixed incomes for help. Oral raises $8 million. And a frequent target of folks like Oral, Ozzy sends $1 earmarked for the preacher to seek some therapy. You can't write this stuff. But we can have Ozzy play us out on this here Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Mark in the Morning. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
I think Julie Slater's starting to warm up to me. I don't think she liked me at the beginning, but I think I've broken some ground there, and I don't know exactly what I did.
I don't, I'm not sure. I can't corroborate that. I've heard no one here say anything like, hey, you know that Mark isn't so bad, or, you know, I'm starting to come around, and he's not too bad a guy. I'm not hearing any of that.
Gotcha. Ditto. And, of course, Katie's here. We have our two folks are in for their first date. Terry picked Oscar, and that's going to happen. Katie is going to be serving them and then asking various questions of them. That's just around the corner.
By the way, can I ask one quick question? You know how Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are Brangelina?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If Terry and Oscar happen to hit it off, what can we call them? Is it Tosker?
Tarosker.
Tarosker. I like
wow.
that.
Wow.
Or Oscarisa. Ooh, I like this.
Or how about Oscary?
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's scary.
All right.
That's scary.
So, Katie, chick on the street, we're going to head her back out. Danny is working with Steve the Yodeler.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And so we're trying to find a day. My thinking is, Katie, you know, you got kicked out of Norm's.
Yeah.
I say we head back.
All right.
With Steve the Yodeler and just see how it goes.
I'm thinking we're going to need to sit in the car before we go in because they're going to see me standing outside that door and they're going to go, mm-mm.
All right, let's go to Mike. He has called from L.A. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Really good. What do you want?
Yeah, I was on the dating game last week, and I just wanted to throw out if Oscar and Terry don't work out, I'd be glad to step in.
Oh. Pinch hitter.
All right. Well, then we'll put you in the on deck circle in the event that she hates Oscar. We'll see if she wants to take a swing at you.
Sounds good.
Mike, thank you for the call.
It's good to have an alternate.
See you guys have a wonderful day. Huh?
Oh,
you too,
bye.
Mike.
And so, I don't know if you can hear this, but the harpist.
Yeah,
they're all warming up out there, getting ready.
Yeah, that's Mary and Ellie. Mary is the professional flautist that has been a friend of mine for a long time, and Ellie plays the harp. These are two of the finest players in L.A., and you're going to have a chance to hear good stuff. I guess they're trying to hit notes or something.
No, they're just tuning. Yeah.
All right, it is official. ABC confirmed yesterday that it will air a far-ranging exclusive interview with Bruce Jenner conducted by Diane Sawyer later this month. The network didn't say what Bruce talks about, but there's a good chance that he'll finally reveal that he is changing genders. The former Olympian has not commented on any of the rumors, and his family has only hinted at what's happening in the past few months. It will air April 24th on a special edition of 2020. If my money, I can already say I firmly believe that he is going to confirm that he is, because he hasn't denied anything.
Yeah, what does that mean? Nobody's confirmed this and the Kardashians have been hinting at it. The news is out.
Yeah.
What's the surprise?
Right.
He was already in talks to do a TV show about it.
Yeah, well, the writing was on the wall when he started looking like Prince Valiant's sister, you know, a couple years ago.
I think there's a possibility that he will make a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I get it. I hear it. You're born a man's body, but as a woman inside, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's just this one's a little bit of a struggle for me, and I'll get over it.
Well, because of his fame, you know, with the meddling in the Olympics and the right. Wheaties box, is that why?
Do you think maybe that could have been why he did some of that stuff, and he already knew then that he wanted
to
be a woman, so maybe, hey, I need to do this masculine stuff and it'll make it go away.
Interesting take. Hmm. I don't know, but God love him. So April 24th, it will either be confirmed or not, but he's sitting down for an interview with Diane Sawyer, and she does a real fine job. Let's rock the dump. Coming up, we have Itty Bitty Theater, one of the funniest stories you'll ever hear from Jay Thomas, and a first date of Terry and Oscar. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. I'm Mr. Bob Seger, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. So at 10 minutes till 8, Terry is going to sit down with Oscar. We're going to sequester Oscar so that he and Terry don't meet prior to the moment we're on the air. And they'll meet each other live
in
front of us.
It's like it's their wedding day.
Yes.
It's nice.
Now, Bristol Farms, as always, has brought down a fantastic spread. Here now is Daniel Mizrahi to share the menu with us. Danny.
First, we're going to open with a Caesar salad dressing on the side.
Open with it.
Followed by the main course, which is lobster tail and filet mignon.
Oh,
wow. Surf and
with
turf.
Drawn butter and steak sauce.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, does Hannibal Lecter eat it?
Our sides are baked potato, sour cream, butter, and chives on the side. Mm. Green bean almondine.
Oh, so
did I say
good.
That? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, almondine.
That. Ooh, delicious. For dessert, we got cheesecake with fresh berries.
Oh.
Wow.
All will be served on real silverware and steak knives, real dinner salad and dessert plates, real napkins.
That's important.
The champagne is chilled to 42 degrees. And, of course, Bristol Farms water.
Oh, man. I want to rub all this on my chest.
And candles galore.
The music, by the way.
Yeah.
I want to hit that because this building that we're in, the 19th floor of this building, I hate this building. in the contract, it states that we had to sign to be no candles. You can have no candles.
Uh-huh.
As a result, we have about 100 candles lit for the date.
There is so much unattended flame in that room.
Yes. Good.
It's okay. We have an expired extinguisher over outside, so we're good.
Okay, good.
Nah, it's not expired.
We're breaking the law and loving it. Coming up, Itty Bitty Theater, a really funny story from Jay Thomas, and the first date of Terry and Oscar. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Now, you probably just reviewed and turned in your taxes, and now it's time to reward yourself for all your hard work and give your great value for your hard-earned dollar. South Bay BMW gives you the best value for your dollar. With their Match Plus pricing program, they will at least match, if not beat, any warehouse club buying program, newspaper, car research website, or email deal in the state of California on the same equipped current model BMW. When you buy from South Bay BMW, you are a VIP, and their VIPs receive unique and valuable benefit. You get full access to their BMW geniuses who will help you experience all the great features on your new vehicle. I drive a BMW. These are performance machines. South Bay BMW was the very first sponsor of Mark in the Morning. Visit them on Hawthorne Boulevard and 190th Street in Torrance, or visit them online at southbaybmw.com. South Bay BMW is the newest member of the McKenna European Auto Centers family. Now, the setting right outside the control room is absolutely stunning. There's over 7,000 candles lit.
Close.
It really is great out there. And Mary Opperman has brought her friend Ellie down. Mary plays the flute. Ellie plays the harp. Andy, turn up the mic. Let's hear him warming up just a bit.
So this is what the warm-up sounds like. They're getting... Ooh.
Is that door open or closed?
No, it's... Oh, that's the flute warming up. I think the harp is... Oh.
Glissando.
My muscles just completely relaxed.
That's good stuff.
I'm having a flashback.
Massage music.
Now, I will tell you, for my... I believe it was my 40th birthday, Linda set up this incredible table. Everybody wore tuxes. We had about 20 people over. And Mary and Ellie came and played at our house.
Really?
So you're listening to two of the finest musicians in Los Angeles. They play with the L.A. Harmonic.
Philharmonic.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
So, yeah, so good stuff.
And we'll spared no expense.
Yeah.
Of course, they're not being paid, but no, spared no expense.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I got them for free. Perfect for me. All right, here we go. We got Itty Bitty Theater right after this, but now let's trend with Gina.
Sorry, I was just so relaxed by the harp, I just lost all track of time. Lane Bryant has introduced the I Know Angel campaign to celebrate women of all shapes and sizes. The campaign includes Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue superstar Ashley Graham posing in her undergarments and unmentionables. Gwyneth Paltrow and her boyfriend, 44-year-old TV producer Brad Falchuk, are now going public with their romance. Congrats, guys. And here's what's trending in sports. With the Lakers' 56th loss of the season, Kobe Bryant is confident that the Lakers will be, quote, much better next season. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning, and now CCR. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
CCR, John Fogerty, one of the nicest men I have ever met. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. First and foremost, we have lost, apparently just now, lost James Best. He played most famously Roscoe P. Coltrane on Dukes of Hazzard.
There's only one Roscoe P. Coltrane, and that's me, you dipstick.
Love that show.
Now, those of you that are fans of the Andy Griffith program, I'll take you back, because it was James Best, the same guy, who appeared on an episode of the Andy Griffith Show as a really great guitar player who was from the Mayberry area. And he had left a band, and he was kind of banging around, and Andy was trying to help him. And he wound up joining Bobby Fleet's band with a beat. That episode was James Best as the guitar player.
Oh, that's sad.
All right, it is time for... some theater, and Danny's in it.
Great.
No, so you got one line, Danny.
I got it.
Are you going to do it like Rocky the Squirrel?
No, this is serious, man.
All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, Katie, introduce Itty Bitty Theater.
She doesn't have a script.
Just off the cuff with your heart.
Yeah, just say, and now, please welcome Itty Bitty Theater.
And now, please welcome Itty Bitty Theater.
Perfect.
Good.
Wow. All British like Madonna around here, huh?
Good morning. And welcome to Itty Bitty Theater. I'm your host, Jonathan Spankett. Today, our players take us deep into the world of Catholicism. Our players who have assembled are Gina, Danny, Mark, and the Talent. Prepare yourselves for a deep theatrical experience as Itty Bitty Theater proudly brings you Bragging Rights. Four Catholic men and a Catholic woman were having coffee in St. Peter's Square. The first Catholic man tells his friends,
"Well, my son is a priest. When he walks into the room, everyone calls him father."
The second Catholic man chirps in,
"My son is a bishop. When he walks into the room, people call him Your Grace."
Is he a horse?
Jesus. I'm chirping.
All right.
What just happened?
I don't know.
The third Catholic gent says,
"Well, my son is a cardinal. And when he enters a room, everybody bows their head and says, Your Eminence."
The fourth Catholic man then proudly says,
"Well, my son is the Pope. When he walks into a room, people call him Your Holiness."
Since the lone Catholic woman was sipping her coffee in silence, the four men gave her a subtle look of,
Well?
She proudly replies,
"Well, I have a daughter, slim, tall, 38 double D bust, 24-inch waist and 34-inch hips. When she walks into a room, everybody says, Oh, my God."
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Wait, can we just do Danny?
Can we hear the horse again?
Can we do Danny's part one more time?
And now, here's Danny to screw it up.
"My son is a bishop. When he walks into a room, people call him Your Grace."
What is that?
Second Catholic man chirps.
Ma'am, if you would please tell your daughter, Jonathan says what's up. For Itty Bitty Theater, I'm your host, Jonathan Spankett, and I will see you next time. Let the music establish.
Jonathan Spankett's an old radio bull.
Yeah, and he has control of the music.
Yeah.
He's speaking to himself.
Just around the corner from Jay Thomas's fantastic story, and love is in the air. It is Terry and Oscar's first date. It looks fantastic out there, and we will get to know them as they go through their first date. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Tom Petty. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Now, we're getting busy in here, and before we get into shenanigans and tomfoolery, I'd like to ask those of you that listen to this program and enjoy it to do us a favor. These billboards that you see, Mark is back, are going to be coming down soon because they're expensive to have up. And what I'm asking is that you become our human billboard. If you like what we're doing, one of the best ways you can help us is tell a friend or tell a family member, somebody that you think would enjoy, somebody who's like-minded like you. Tell them what we're doing over here, and you really will help us endlessly. Yesterday, Linda and I went to a place of business, and we were there, and we're sitting around, and we're just kind of killing time waiting for a deal to be done, and Linda's sitting there with her Mark in the Morning hoodie. And so the guy says to her, "What is Mark in the Morning?" And Linda points at me. So that starts up the conversation. Before I left, I had gone to because everybody at that point was interested in what it is. I had gotten every one of their phones and subscribed them to markinthemorning.com.
Nice.
Careful what you ask.
As I was walking out, one of the sales guys was sitting at his desk blaring the David Letterman Regis Philbin bit and cracking up.
Okay.
So I'm walking the talk. I do it. You do it. tell people that are like-minded what we're doing.
Yeah. And conversely, now, if you don't like what you hear, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. Yeah. That's stupid. Why are you listening now? Okay, so for Katie's sake, now I'm going to play something. Jay Thomas, who used to do mornings on Power 106, and he was on Cheers. He's a great guy. He was on Late Night with Letterman, and Letterman, who had heard this story, asked him to retell it. Now, for Katie's sake, Katie, he's going to talk about an actor who used to be the Lone Ranger.
Okay.
What's his name? Is it Moore?
Clayton Moore.
Clayton Moore. Okay. It's important that you know Clayton Moore was an actor from an old 50s TV show called The Lone Ranger.
Got it.
Here we go. One of the funniest stories. And radio, you guys, especially Andy, you're going to love this because we all, as old radio dogs, have stories galore about radio shenanigans. This is one of Jay's. Here it is from Late Night with Letterman.
When I was a young disc jockey, I would open up car dealerships and I would do the remote, which you did remote, too, as a DJ and as a weatherman and all
Let's go to Jay Thomas now.
Come on out to the Dodge dealer. It was Dodge. And sure. So the Lone Ranger, Clayton Moore, was working for that company, and he would come to the various dealerships, and little kids would come. Mm-hmm.
This is the guy who played the Lone Ranger.
The real Lone Ranger. Right. And he was very much into being the Lone Ranger. He wore the outfit, he wore the mask, he had the guns, he had the hat, and he was into being the Lone Ranger. So I get there, and I'm telling people to come out, and the Lone Ranger is there, and it's not a high point in my career. I don't know where my life is going. I have long, frizzy hair, and I'm a disc jockey, and my buddy Mike Martin, who was in the record business and who looked sort of like a Bay City roller. He had the long, long hair and the stacked heels and tight pants, and he would come.
See, now that's a new point. I haven't heard that.
You know, I was just realizing that.
You never described him as a Bay City roller.
He looked like a Bay City roller, and he would do like this with his hair all the time, right? Yeah. So he would come, and we would get herbed up during the performance.
It's nice that your boys are here for that.
Yeah, it is. Well, his son called him and says, "Dad, you smoked pot?" And so we would go behind the dumpster, you know, I'd do it at the end of the performance. I didn't want to, you know, ruin the car sales. And so we got completely loaded, and we come out, and no one was there to pick up the Lone Ranger to take him back to the Red Carpet Inn on Moorhead Street. So he looked very uncomfortable. I had an old beat-up Volvo. And I said, "Well, Mr. Moore, you know, can I give you a ride home?" He says, "Well, sure." So we get
the Lone Ranger suit.
We get him in the backseat of the Volvo. Mike and I, we can barely see the road. We get onto the thing, and we're driving like this in the Lone Ranger. We're being really quiet. The Lone Ranger is in the backseat. Mike's, you know, doing like this, you know, checking his hair. And we're trying not to look stoned is the other thing we're trying to do. So, like, so we get in 5 o'clock traffic, and some guy is upset that we're on this Independence Boulevard. He's upset that it's all jammed. He backs, and it's a Buick, and it's a middle-aged man. I'll never forget him. And he backs into my car, and I can hear my headlight crunch.
Oh, no.
And he pulls out, and he turns off like this. Well, I go, "That guy crashed into me." So I get into Volvo, and I gun the thing, and we're chasing the guy through Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Lone Ranger's in the back seat. emotionless, just in the back seat like this, back and forth, and the mask and the whole thing. So... I'm in the Volvo, and so finally I gun it, you know, and it gets right in front of the Buick, and I pull off, and Mike and I jump out, and I go, "Man, you crashed into my car." And he gets out, he says, "No, I didn't." I said, "Yes, you did. You backed into me, and you broke my car." And he says, "Well, what do you want?" I said, "I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to call the cops." He says, "Oh, really? Well, who do you think they are going to believe? You two hippie freaks or me?" And the Lone Ranger gets out from the Volvo.
"They'll believe me, citizen."
And the guy goes, "I didn't know it was you." And that's a true story.
There you go.
Now, we're obviously really busy today, but Andy and Gina, I challenge you to maybe tomorrow, let's all think about our wackiest, wildest radio story.
Ooh.
that we have experienced. Because, look, those of us that have done this for a really long time, we've made appearances at some of the weirdest, wackiest places. You meet people that are weird and say weird things and do weird things.
Some of us have thrown up on the radio.
Thank you. I have three that come to mind. I'm going to spend all night picking one.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be very challenging to settle on just one. Before we play a record, history has been made. The NFL has hired, they have broken a huge barrier. They have hired their first female official. Now, they played with it once during a preseason for a little bit, but now she is officially going to be on the field, 42-year-old Sarah Thomas. I looked her up, and she is not hard to look at.
No, she's cute.
Mm. Yeah. Well, so, I dig this.
But isn't she going to get all of her bones broken?
They don't generally make contact with the ref.
Well, she you make a good...
she's a ref.
Referee. Yeah. But you,
oh, my goodness.
You make a good point, though. Oh, the referee...
sometimes goes
down. By rule, is part of the playing field. So if the referee's in your way, you can plow right through a referee. And, yeah, there might not be two pieces that are left together once Vince Wilfork runs through her.
In my head, she was all suited up, ready to charge with the ball. Thought she was on the team.
Ref. Katie is not the biggest football fan, but Katie is now going to ask us one question about football. Anything that's on your mind, Katie. You've been around it enough to have at least one question. What is your football question?
Well, I know about the yellow line. Mm-hmm. That's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But where does the blue and the red one come in? And why is it there? Why can't they pass it?
Okay. The blue line is the line of scrimmage. That's where they started from.
What's a scrimmage? Is that when
you're
they
talking
start?
About? What is graphically added on the TV screen that marks where they need to get for first down in the line of scrimmage? Okay,
So they need to make it to those lines.
Okay, the blue line is where they start. They've got three plays to make 10 yards. The yellow line is the 10-yard mark that they've got to go. The red line is the red zone. That's inside the 20-yard line.
And that's good to pass in there.
Or sometimes they'll mark that the red line will be where they have to be roughly to kick a field goal and have a good chance.
Yeah, correct.
Why not just watch The Simpsons?
I agree, but what?
Because the Simpsons don't hurt each other.
Sure they do.
It's not enough. Andy.
This is confused. This is like you got to learn... and then you got to pay attention.
Yeah, if I could watch 3 hours of Itchy and Scratchy,
you'd be fine.
Done.
All right, we've got Love in the Air. The first date of Terry and Oscar is in 3 minutes. Styx joins us now. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Styx. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. We were just talking with Katie about sports, football. If you're into sports, join Todd 5 minutes after 8, the latest, newest in sports. And then right after that, the next segment, join us Dancing with the Stars with Skeeter and Todd. They will review the whole thing. We'll figure it out. All right. So initially, Terry reached out. She hasn't had a date in forever. She hasn't had sex in forever. And she asked us to find her a man. Right now, right outside this control room, Terry is sitting at the table. Oscar has been sequestered. They have not met. Chick on the Street is there, and it is time. At the queue, Oscar will be walked out by Danny and introduced to Terry.
Has this ever happened on radio before? This may be a first.
Not any radio that matters.
Katie, would you please tell Mary and Ellie to begin the music?
She's gesturing at them. Here they go.
Oh, Rachmaninoff, here it is.
I love this song.
Get some.
Let the music establish. All right, Katie, motion to Danny to bring out Oscar.
Okay.
Katie, give us some play-by-play.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here he walks. Oh, he walks. Oh, he's so cute and dressed up.
Good-looking people.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, they're both out here.
Okay, have him sit down.
Okay, so take a seat.
Thank you.
And before they eat, Katie, ask them one of their questions that's on the sheet.
Would you like a sheet from the naughty or from the more nice?
Not naughty yet.
Okay. I'm going to begin with a question before we start the meal, if that's okay. Share an embarrassing moment in your life, please. Let's start with you, Terry.
An embarrassing moment.
Make it the best.
This would be right up there, I bet.
I'm not going for a question like that. I'm sorry. Let him go first.
Okay. Ladies' choice. Here we go.
I sang happy birthday to a schoolmate and on top of that desk.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
Very nice.
Do you have one or no?
I'll have to think about it.
She's going to think about that one. Do you want me to ask another one?
Not yet. I want you to ask Terry what she thinks of Oscar's look.
What do you think of Oscar's look?
I like it. Tall, dark, and handsome.
And the same for Oscar.
And the same for you.
She's very tall and much prettier in person than she is on the photograph.
Oh.
Nice.
That's always a good thing.
All right, Katie, go to another question.
Okay. When did you last sing to yourself? What was it? And would you please sing it for me right now?
Well, I probably won't sing it, but I think the last thing I sang was with Todd Rundgren live on Saturday or Sunday morning's show.
Okay.
It was that song of his.
Saw the Light?
I'm sorry. I have was scatterbrain.
It, was it Saw the Light?
Was it Saw the Light?
Jackie. I think it was that one.
Hello, it's me.
And nice. You. Did you? When was the last time you sang to yourself? What was it? And would you sing it for me?
Pretty, 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 please. Come on, give me something.
Give you something. It was Lee Michaels.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was Stormy Monday.
Oh.
And I can't think of the words right now, but that's what I sang.
Yeah, you got Rachmaninoff playing right now. It's hard to...
I ask him a sexual question, Katie.
All right, on to the sexier stuff. Here we go. I'm going to find a real good one. Do you think we would do something funny if we got drunk together? Not me, but y'all. So if y'all got drunk... You think something funny would happen, or you think what do you think would go down here?
I think something funny would probably happen.
Yeah. I would never kiss and tell. No.
Oh, perfect answer,
gentlemen. There is some champagne, I've heard.
Ask another sex question, Katie.
And another sexy question. Do you like talking naughty?
I don't know whether I do or whether I would, I should say.
God, Terry.
But you're open to it.
Sure.
Okay, she's open to
she's
it.
She's willing to learn.
She's open to it.
No, I'm a gentleman.
Jesus.
They're just so nice.
Somebody say something real. Ask another sex question, Katie.
What do you wear when you go to bed?
That's not sexy.
Nothing.
Oh, she made it sexy, Dad.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good. Ask Oscar.
What do I wear when I go to bed? My lower half of my pajamas.
Okay.
Pussy.
My dad called you a pussy. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'll do the Marilyn Monroe thing. I wear Chanel.
Okay. Have you ever skinny dipped?
Yes.
And you?
Oh, yes.
Great.
Okay, Katie, tell Oscar to ask Terry any question that he would like to know the answer to.
Ask Terry any question that you would like to know the answer to.
Do you kiss on a first date?
Yes.
Oscar, he has no idea how close he is to getting laid. All he has to do is show up.
Would you like me to repeat that?
Yeah, go ahead and tell him.
No.
Tell him.
My dad says that you have a very good chance of getting laid. All you had to do was show up.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Oh, my hands are sweating.
All right. Hey, ask Terry, does she have any questions she wants to ask Oscar?
Do you have any questions you want to ask Oscar? Anything?
Yes, and it's kind of just a silly one, but where do you live?
I live in Ventura.
Ventura.
Oh, lovely.
Ask her why she wanted to know that.
Why do you want to know that?
Well, I'm thinking about geographic things, if this were to go any further.
Tell Terry that when it comes to sex, Oscar will crawl on his knees down the 405.
When it comes to sex, Oscar will crawl on his knees down the 405 to get to you from my father. From me to you, from him. Oh, boy.
I think Katie is the most embarrassed one out there.
All right. Oscar, what is your favorite part of a woman's body?
Good.
Her eyes.
You pussy!
Oh, come on! Oscar! Oscar! Okay, other than her face and her beauty, give another one.
Give another one.
Her mouth?
Oh, you pussy!
He went, all right. And
all right, ask Terry the same question.
Same question for you.
Shoulders.
Good Lord. You're listening to two people lie through their teeth.
Oh, I wish I could hear.
My God. All right. Hey, Katie.
Yep.
Tell them to sit back, relax, and enjoy their meal. We'll check back in with them periodically, okay?
Sit back, relax, and enjoy until I come back and start to ruin this some more. And I'm exiting the date.
All right, Katie, come back into the room.
All right, let me put the mic back.
While we wait, let us enjoy some Aerosmith. This is KSWD 100.3 The Sound, Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock. Aerosmith, 100.3 The Sound. So we told Terry and Oscar to go ahead and eat and enjoy their food from Bristol Farms. By the way, I want to thank Patrick at Bristol Farms. They're always there for us. Brought a fantastic spread of food. Bristol Farms for all your food needs. So they're sitting there, from what I understand, he has opened the champagne.
Yep.
Let's eavesdrop and see if we can hear any conversation.
Do you like the cold?
The weather? Not really.
No, it's very cold there.
My hand in here.
Huh? The hell she's saying? What kind of show
totally
is this?
Different woman.
My God. Let me see if I could get my hand in here.
What are you trying to get?
With cracking noises.
Joining us now for all of the sports that is sports, Todd frickin' Donahoe. Good morning, Todd.
And, of course, the big winners this Tuesday morning, not only Duke winning the national championship, but Mark and his cigar shop
hey,
buddy.
Shut up.
Because Mark wins the family pool there.
Cram it with walnuts, Donahoe.
And Mitt Romney picked Duke to beat Wisconsin, and finally picked the Final Four. His bracket winds up being in the 99.9 percentile range.
He needs to run for an office of something right now.
He ought to go right now. It'll never be hotter, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
But that's the five NCAA titles now, championships for Duke and Coach Mike Krzyzewski. And obviously, Wisconsin had it. They were right there. But it was a couple of freshman guards, Grayson Allen and Tyus Jones, in the final 10 minutes of the game to give Duke the victory. And congratulations to them.
Todd,
and tonight it'll be Notre Dame against UConn for the women's national championship.
Todd, I'm going to say to you what I said to Linda, because Linda was all up into this Final Four. She watched every ounce of every game. And right before the national championship, what I said to her, because she had already told me how good Wisconsin looked in their semifinal game.
Yeah.
And I said, fine, I'm sure they're talented, but they don't have Coach K. This guy knows how to win a basketball game.
He does, you know, and I think he made some adjustments. And the fact that Wisconsin was able, you know, Wisconsin was up by 9 points about the midway point of the second half. And they've got a couple of their big men on the bench in foul trouble. And this little Grayson Allen, this freshman guard who averages 4 points a game, he scored 8 points in a row to pull the game within one. And that was enough that once they got their big guys back out on the court, they were able to pull away and win. So it was a great performance for Duke, and they're the national champions.
Todd, I'll share this with you because it's apropos. I had Coach K on my show, and I was talking to him, and I asked him a question that I really wanted to know the answer to, because this guy wins pretty much every year, Coach K. And I said, how is it that you take a different group of players every year, you don't know what you're going to get, and make champions out of them? How do you do that? And he said, obviously, at Duke, we have such a fine reputation that our players, when we, what do you call it?
Recruit them.
When we recruit, we get the best talent in the country.
Yeah, they do. And same with Kentucky. I mean, look, Kentucky and Duke, and there's a couple of schools out there, Kansas would be one of them, that, you know, that they, when you say, wow, they had three freshman starters, well, yeah, but there are three freshmen that are good enough to go to the NBA.
Yeah,
and there's a few schools that are like that. In fact, John Calipari, the Kentucky coach, he said he expects 5 to 7 of his players on this year's team to leave early and go to the NBA.
Well,
they recruited at a different level than most of the other schools.
And what Coach K continued with, he said, we get the best talent in the country. I show each of those players how to get every ounce of their talent out of themselves.
He does. I thought the question you were going to ask him was, you know, do you dye your hair? He's 68 years old. I mean, that's unbelievable. So, hey, anyway, Tiger Woods practice round yesterday. He says he's good to go, good enough to compete and win the golf tournament. Right now, he's the 111th rated player in the world, but he says he's ready to go. He did a lot of chipping and short game work yesterday, but he says he's ready to compete at the Masters, which begins on Thursday. We'll find out the pairings today.
Linda and I will be watching some Masters golf this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I tell you something. I love it. I even asked Paul, I said, do we have anything this weekend? She goes, no, we're kind of home. I said, good. Keep it that way. I'm glued to the TV set on the Masters. To me, the Masters, okay, is why they invented high definition television. All right,
listen,
that course looks so good in big screen HD TV.
Look, I don't play a lot of golf, but watching a professional round of golf, especially something like the Masters, it is riveting television.
It is absolutely riveting.
I really like to paint a wall and then pull up a lawn chair and watch while the crystals of it dry. It's really great.
Hey, real quick, the Major League Baseball, the openers yesterday, Dodgers 6-3 winners over San Diego. New Dodger Jimmy Rollins, a 3-run home run in the eighth inning. The Angels lost to Seattle 4-1. You know, Mike Trout hits a home run in the first inning, and then Felix Hernandez just shut the Angels down. 7 innings, gave up only 2 hits, that one run, the home run, and 10 strikeouts. The Kings, boy, it was a tough loss last night, 2-1 in a shootout against Vancouver. Calgary and the Kings have 93 points, tied for the eighth and final playoff spot with just 3 games to go. The Kings are at Edmonton tonight. And again, and the Kings are behind the tiebreaker to Calgary. So, you know, they've got to win these games or they are not going to have a chance to defend their Stanley Cup crown. Oh, a couple of the baseball notes. Alex Rodriguez gets a huge ovation from the Yankee Stadium crowd. So what does that say about how American baseball fans feel about performance-enhancing drugs?
New Yorkers are thugs and criminals.
I don't get it. I mean, to me, if I thought this guy cheated the game and cheated the results and made a mockery of the baseball Bible, which is the record book, I'd boo the guy. But instead, he gets a standing ovation. So
that
maybe I'm out of touch.
Yeah, that shocks me.
Sonny Gray, the A's, takes a no-hitter in the eighth inning against Texas, and they wind up having a one-hitter. NFL news. This is great. LeSean McCoy, the running back who was traded from the Philadelphia Eagles to the Buffalo Bills, says that he believes Chip Kelly doesn't like star players. That's why he traded him away, let Jeremy Maclin go, traded DeSean Jackson go. In Chip Kelly's defense, the team has gotten better since he's been the coach there. And he did trade for Sam Bradford, who was a Heisman Trophy winner. So if he doesn't like stars, why would you trade for a former Heisman Trophy winner? And you were mentioning, Mark, the female referee.
Yeah.
She'll actually be a line judge, Sarah Jones. She'll be a line judge. So she will be, in a sense, right along the sidelines on all plays. Now, you can still, as Katie was alluding to, she could still get her bones broken if somebody comes on a sideline play and take her out, but she's not going to be like an umpire or a referee or a back judge or who are going to be actually out on the field. So.
Well, Todd, I really love this. I think this is great for the NFL.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Todd, who makes your job possible?
Hey, I'll tell you who makes it possible. It's the good folks at Frontier Toyota, my friends Joe Caso and Bob Corson. They're so confident they can deliver the right experience to you that they're putting their names on the line. So go there. Tell them about the sound. Say the sound sent me. And Frontier Toyota will do it right for you. FrontierToyota.com.
All right, Todd, stay right there, because when we come back, I'm going to quickly take a call. Brent, Jackie, make sure Brent stays on the phone. But when we come back, it is Skeeter and Todd taking a look at Dancing with the Stars. We'll do business and back. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Welcome back in. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. We're going to check back in with the date in just a second, but I want to go to Brent. Brent is calling with a fantastic idea. I love this too much. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Now, you drive an 18-wheeler, is that it?
That's correct.
Now, what he's called... Well, go ahead and tell everybody what you called to say. I love this.
Well, I'm a owner-operator of a truck, and I drive all over Southern California. I'm local, and I have a big 53-foot trailer. And when you said you were taking your billboards down because they were too expensive, I'm like, man, I could take one of those big things and just glue it to the side of my trailer and give you free advertising all over Southern California.
Oh, my God.
How great. Listen, Brent, first of all, we're going to give you something from the booty box. That's number one. Number two, awesome. I am going to exhaust every possibility to find out a way that we do this. I love that. I love you for thinking of it. So make sure that you get something from the booty box. Give Jackie all of your information. We are going to get that done.
By the way, this is the greatest idea I've ever heard. We need to get, how many billboards do you have? We need to get 49 more guys like Brent. And then after we do this, Brent, you and I are going into business with a highway advertising company, sir.
Well, you know, I'm from southern Indiana.
Really? Where?
Huntingburg.
Wow. My folks are from Jasper and Birdseye and Du Bois. Yep.
This is a great conversation.
I got relatives in Jasper and Vincent. Yeah, all over there.
Huntingburg, wow. Indiana. Salute.
Gina, what do you have for Brent?
Let's please move on. I have Van Halen tickets. I have Brian Wilson. I have fish. Anything he wants.
What's the choices?
Van Halen at the Verizon Wireless, Van Halen at the Hollywood Bowl, Brian Wilson at the Greek, Fish at the Forum.
Hey, Brent, did you know that David Lee Roth was born in Bloomington, Indiana?
Oh, for the love of all things holy.
Really? I did not know that.
That's true. Brent,
I'll take the Hollywood Bowl.
You got it. Van Halen at the Hollywood Bowl. Pair of tickets for October 2nd. Tickets on sale now, and you are going for free.
Brent, awesome. we will speak soon. Thank you for the great idea.
Okay.
Andy, let's eavesdrop just for a second, and then we're going to roll a tune.
On a Saturday morning and make breakfast for them. So two girls went into one of the players' house and pulled him out of bed.
Hey, Katie,
yeah.
Poke your head out the door and yell at him louder and funnier.
They started to scream and cry and ran out of the room.
A little louder, a little what? Funnier.
A little funnier? Were we on the air the whole time?
Oh, I just went back in.
Well, at the end of this, we're going to send Katie the Shark in for the kill shot. So stay where you are. Here's the Cars on 100.3 The Sound. This is Southern California's classic rock. Cars, 100.3 The Sound. My favorite Cars tune by far, not even close, is Drive.
Yeah.
With Benjamin Orr singing.
By the way, Oscar came in and gave us half the bottle of champagne, and he said... This is for Mark. Danny intercepted it and is just laying on the floor covering himself in champagne right now.
Yeah. Go, Danny.
Pour some on the ground for your homies, Danny.
Yeah.
Well, Dancing with the Stars is starting to heat up. Skeeter, my wife, doesn't miss it, never has, and neither does Todd. It is time now for Dancing with the Stars update. Skeeter and Todd. So Linda and I sat and we watched last night, and I'll just go to the kill shot. Skeeter, do you agree with who went home so far?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, hang on, my bad. You're turning my phone. Go ahead.
Yes, most definitely. But I do have to tell you that you said I don't miss it. I missed some of it last night because I was watching the basketball game.
Oh, she's there's gone, a real no, woman.
Mom. Yeah, she's gone. Yeah, she's gone nuts for the basketball.
Yeah, but that's what TiVo and DVRs are for. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So I was able to catch both.
Yeah.
So now I have to say, because I catch, you know, usually Linda and I are together for 20 minutes and I'll catch the beginning. The woman, the Olympic gold medal winner was fantastic.
A spectacular dance.
I believe her name is Nastia.
Yeah, Nastia Luke in the 2008 gold medal winner. See, the theme last night was most memorable year. And for her, it was the 2008 because that's when she won the gold medal. And she and Derek Huff got 36 points, which, you know, that's 36 out of 40.
Another guy that I liked is the rocker who is in a band with his family.
Yeah, Riker. He's great.
He is great.
He works hard. He tries hard. He's got a good attitude. He probably doesn't have the fan base to stay long.
Well,
enough.
He was in Jeopardy last night, and you could see it on his face that he was scared to death.
Yeah, he did a wonderful tango, though, with his partner Allison to the tune Shut Up and Dance. And their costume was spectacular, all in red.
Yeah, it was. And how about Noah?
Noah, I mean, is this guy ripped or what? I mean, this guy, you know, he is the... a veteran who doesn't have a knee or a leg below his knee. I believe it's on his left knee and then his left arm. And he did a dance last night. He just inspires you every single time you watch him. You just cry. He and Sharna are a wonderful couple.
Can I ask you guys a question? This is a little off topic, but do you know anywhere that I could get my skin flayed off my body? Because I think that with a hot poker, a white hot poker, because I would enjoy that more than getting engrossed in Dancing with the Stars.
You're listening to a guy who gets excited that he's planting mint today in his yard.
Hey, Weed Whacker comes tomorrow, so save your ammunition.
Now the one dance that was cute, I mean, it wasn't a great dance, but it was cute. Mark, if you saw it, you loved it. Was Suzanne Somers and Tony Dabolani. Her favorite year, most memorable year, was 1977 because that's when she got the starring role in Three's Company. And let me just say this, since Mark and I are the same age, we were both 22 years old in 1977. You know, for you younger people, they didn't show that much skin on television back then. But the opening shot in Three's Company where Suzanne Somers has a little bit of water spilled on her while she's sunbathing in her black bathing suit and turns to the camera and smiles. That did it for me every week, Mark. It was must-see TV. I mean, it really was, you know. I didn't watch the show. I just watched the open, so that's enough for me. But she did a foxtrot. It was all right. But, you know, she, Patti LaBelle, I think would be the next ones to go. And also Chris Soules, the Bachelor, did what I would just say was a kind of a forgettable rumba.
I totally agree. I think it should be Patty, and then I think it should be Chris, and then I think it should be the Shark Tank guy.
Now, my only question here is, I have not seen the Olympic gold medal lady dance. She was fantastic. How was Rumor Willis last night?
She was great, but she's always great to me. She's just beautiful to watch.
What about that ass on Rumor, Todd?
I'll tell you something. Bounce some quarters off that thing, huh? My goodness. you could play craps on that. You know, it's so hard and firm. You could roll dice like you can't believe.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Okay.
She did a beautiful waltz with Val.
Val can kiss my butt, by the way, but that's another story. So at this point, and I want to find out each week if it's going to change, Skeeter, who do you think takes it all?
Takes it all. Yeah. I am going to say Rumor.
Todd.
I will say Nastia, because Derek Huff is the MVP of Dancing with the Stars.
And Nastia is the gold medal winner?
Yeah, but most of her things are gymnast-like, you know. Yeah. She's not really dancing.
Okay. Well, Todd, listen, thank you for standing by. You watch it every week with Paula. Linda watches it every single week, and I catch a little bit by default. But there we go. How many weeks are left in this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, they've got to eliminate one, you know, I think four people get to the finals, but they got probably about five more weeks, six more weeks. Well, it winds up the last Monday in May, because that's the last Monday of May sweeps month, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, Todd, again, thank you. Skeeter, thank you.
Well, but before we go, I'm hearing the loser sigh and puff and puff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while we're talking about costumes with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, their costumes.
Uh-huh.
It kind of looked like they were wearing little skirts.
Did it?
Well,
why don't you tell your boyfriend to go down to his little cigar shop and have his fireman friends stand Andy, in front of him and fight his fights a little bit more.
Andy, listen, you can say all you want and do all you want, but the fact of the matter is you just got schooled by a girl.
Can I tell you something? I am in one of the most brutal fantasy football leagues that's ever existed. I mean, I've heard some of the most horrible things human beings have uttered, and we say it to each other with a smile on our face. Right. The text I got the other night, I was in disbelief until the one that came across and said, Andy, it's Linda.
And you blank, deserved
blank blank
you
blank.
Deserved every word of that.
Yeah, she listen Andy, what you should do is get on the phone with Linda before you talk smack with your fantasy league.
Yeah, learn
she
something.
She'll coach you up.
She will rip a new hole okay. in the other people.
All right, I'll just cut and paste.
We will do some business when we get back. We'll check in on our date. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. So let's quickly check back in with the date. Let's see what's going on with these two.
I can't remember if that's tonight or tomorrow night. The other movie is called Derek.
I haven't heard of that.
That's with Alan.
Well, they're not having any trouble talking.
Are they making plans to go see a movie?
Maybe. At one point, I don't know what he was telling her, but Danny saw Oscar cover the mic with his hand, so we wouldn't hear it.
Wow. Well, they seem to be getting on pretty well.
That's good.
All right, now we're going to roll a tune. So here's the thing. I freaked out the other day. Yesterday, we talked to Val from Dancing with the Stars, and it was awful. It's called a tour, and basically what it is the star will call in from their home into a central center, and it's the central center that will call every radio station and say, okay, he's ready. You've got 5 minutes with him. Got to be... And it's awful. The quality on the phone is terrible. There's a delay. These people have no energy because they've talked to 500 radio stations. And so I told Danny, no more. That's it. Then... I realized that's stupid. Let's just see how bad it can get and make fun of it.
We've got calls from Neptune before.
Alan Parsons is coming up in a minute, and it's a tour. So we're going to listen and see. By the way, we've already been told, don't ask him about Dark Side of the Moon.
Which is kind of the only thing we wanted to ask.
Which is what you're going to lead with, right? Yeah.
It's crazy. So we'll see how bad it or every now and then we'll get a good one. Like Barry Manilow was a tour. And we got a good one off that. So we'll come back. Alan Parsons is next. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Doors, 100.3 The Sound. And by the way, I stand corrected. This is not a tour. We are speaking directly with this man. And Alan, we welcome in Alan Parsons. Alan, there's a lot of songs I could have gone with. But The Time Machine is one of my absolute all-time favorites from you.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an obscure track for most people. It's a favorite of mine, too. glad you like. Oh, by the way, a belated welcome back to LA Radio.
Nice of you, Alan. Thank you. You may remember years ago you performed on one of the Mark and Brian Christmas shows.
How could I ever forget it? it was great fun.
I will tell you that I don't remember whether that one was live in the morning or if it was some of those that we recorded at night, but an interesting thing happens when you ask people to perform at 7 o'clock in the morning. And what most of them would do is they would just stay up all night, and they had the energy of late night with them. And you could usually tell the ones that didn't. So now, Alan, we'll hit it again at the end. You've got a book out. It's Alan Parsons' Art and Science of Sound Recording. Could you please describe exactly what this book would be?
It's actually a companion book to a DVD series we put out a couple of years ago by the same title. The book is actually more detailed and more sort of accessible. But it's designed to get anybody who has even the slightest interest in sound recording, into the whole concept of what recording is, what goes on in recording studios. And it's also educational for people who are looking to actually get into the business of sound recording. So now, it's partly technical, it's partly philosophical, but I think it's a good read for just about everybody.
Now I wonder if because I think the days of everybody showing up in the studio and recording an album are for the most part done. These days, you can record a quality piece of music in your living room. So would this book be good for people that are involved in that kind of thing?
It certainly gives them, you know, some guidance on how to make a record in your living room, yes. But I think throughout the book, I encourage people to use, you know, full-blown commercial studios, the ones that are left, that is, and to work, you know, and to interact with others. You know, there's not enough records being made with full bands playing together. You know, it tends to be one guy doing his part and then another guy doing another part, you know, and it's sort of done piecemeal. And I think the music suffers as a result of that.
I think I know the answer of this question before I ask it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you like where we are musically with, you know, the days of, you know, going and buying an album and putting it on the turntable and reading the liner notes? These days, everything is digital, purchased from iTunes.
It's a very sad situation. I mean, I agree with you totally. I mean, nobody does that anymore. I mean, nothing was more rewarding than going to pick up an album and turning down the lights and lighting up in certain occasions, you know, just enjoying the, you know, 40-50 minutes of music. These days, there's just so many distractions. You know, everybody's doing email. They're watching thousands of TV channels. They're surfing the internet. You know, it's just hard to get people to sit down and concentrate on music outside the concert hall. The concert hall is the only place where you can get people's attention these days.
Speaking of that, are you on the road much?
Yes, we actually just got back from a fairly extensive tour. We were in Canada, UK, Switzerland, Germany, Italy. So yes, I mean we're on the road, you know, several times a year. We don't tour constantly, but it's still these days with declining record sales, it's my bread and butter.
Yeah, and you know, I would think that is an exciting venture for you because you can stand in front of the people that enjoy what you do and you feel and soak in their energy.
Absolutely, I mean there's nothing better. I'm telling you, you know. Any musician who says he doesn't enjoy standing in front of an audience and just getting the instant gratification, you know, feedback from that audience is, you know, is lying to you.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Alan Parsons. Alan has a book. It's called Alan Parsons: Art and Science of Sound Recording. That's available where books are sold. And he's going to be at the Club Nokia June the 11th. Alan, I'm probably going to wind up ringing you back. Because I'd like for us to work up something musically for Mark in the Morning. I've always enjoyed what you do, and I realize you've got about 78 people in your band, but at some point we can put something together.
All right, that would be great. By the way, the Club Nokia gig just got rescheduled to that date, the 11th. It was originally going to be the 14th, but it's now the 11th, so thanks for making that clear to everybody.
What, did the 14th piss you off or something?
No, it was just logistics. It just worked better. And I think the 14th was a Sunday, and I think Thursday is probably a better day to play there anyway.
Alan, thank you for the time. We will speak soon.
I hope so. Thanks, Mark. And once again, congratulations on coming back to LA Radio.
Thank you, sir.
Great to know you're there.
I'm having a blast doing it.
All right.
Thank you, Alan.
So
when we come back, we'll wrap the date up. Plus, I want to sit down and talk with Mary, who put together our music today. How great were they?
They were really great.
Fabulous.
And hey, Alan Parsons, if you ever need some orchestral players, Mark isn't paying these people, so maybe you can.
All right. So we're back after this to wrap it up. It is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Heart. Mark in the Morning, 100.3, The Sound. So in a minute, we're going to talk to Mary and Ellie. But right now, Katie is standing out there with the date. Katie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What are they doing?
Sitting here looking at their dessert and at each other and at me.
All right. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
They both have a piece of paper and a pen in front of them.
Yes.
I want you to tell them on that pen, a piece of paper, without saying anything, write down what they thought of the date today and the other person on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, and also if they have decided that they want to go out again with the other person.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Let me try to remember all of that. So on a scale of 1 to 10, write down how you felt about the date.
Right. Is that right?
Yes. 10, okay. Being, 10, best. 10 being the best.
10 being the best. Yeah. And then write down if you would want to do it again.
With each other.
Yeah,
with
not,
each
not, other. Not this necessarily
not
again. But
not this. If you guys want to date again. And
we only have so many lobster tails.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell him to write it down.
Okay, scale of 1 to 10. You want me to write it down? Mm-hmm. Okay.
She was really clear, Oscar.
Also, while you do this, I am going to eat one of your berries.
She is face first into that cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. Katie, are they finished writing?
Mm-mm. He's writing out a full scale.
Hey, Katie, ask them if they've ever seen the TV show Love Connection with Chuck Woolery.
Have you guys ever seen the television show Love Connection?
I'll do better than that. I've seen The Dating Game.
Oh. Well, on the Chuck Woolery show, at the end he says if they have a date, and he says, hey, if you enjoyed the date, we'll pay for another one. Do they remember that?
Do you? Let me see if I can remember
it. Why don't
you
just shout it really loud, Andy, at them?
What do I say, Andy?
Do they remember where he offered them another date if they wanted, and he'd pay for it?
Do you remember when he would offer another date? Oh, he says yes. He already knows what I'm talking about. He's like, yeah, of course I remember that.
Yeah. Tell them we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that, though. We're not going to pay for your second date. So,
Katie, collect their sheets of paper.
Okay, I'm collecting. Is that okay? Even though you're still writing? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Still writing? What the hell? All right, so whose do you have? Do you have Oscars?
Yes.
All right, what number did he rate the date as?
He wrote the entire scale, and then he circled 8.
Oh.
And then he said, do it again? Yes, of course.
Oh.
And Terry's?
7.
Uh-huh.
And sure. It's okay. A sexy sure, the way that S is written.
It was sure.
It's sure, yeah, sure I will. All right, now I'm going to embarrass you guys with some questions. What finger best describes your personality?
Danny made this question up.
My index finger.
Why?
Because...
Because she's number one.
I... am number one.
And for you?
Thumb.
And why?
Thumbs up.
Because he's
A-okay. Or in Australia, it means something else.
Oh, okay. I don't know what it means in Australia. All right, one more. After we leave here, if you guys exchange telephone numbers, do you think that you will be sexting each other any pictures or doing anything like that? Do you guys know what sexting is?
No.
You don't? You don't?
Can you explain that to us, please? Can you give us an example?
It's when you text sexually. The look I'm getting. The look I'm getting from him.
I will not be sexting because that can come back and bite you in the butt.
We got a smart one.
If you're lucky.
We got a smart one here.
Katie, thank both of them for coming this morning, that we had a good time, and hope they continue their love, and we will keep you updated.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for coming.
All right. Now, in the studio, we have Mary and Ellie. Mary, I have known for... Well, first of all, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hold on just a moment here.
Danny's rejiggering.
Yeah, we're...
There he goes.
Good morning. That sounds great.
Well, Mary and Ellie, we need to get you over to a mic that works.
Oh, I know why, because that's a... Thank you. Take care, Oscar. I know what the problem is. It's because that was probably set up for a dynamic mic, and this is condenser.
She's going to jump on over
She's
to mine.
She's going to jump on over to yours. That'd be fantastic. And that one, if you just lift it up and talk into that.
Mary and Ellie, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Mary, I've known forever. I absolutely love you, Mary. Ellie, I've never cared for you much.
The feeling is mucho.
Well, look, you guys are just the best. The sound. Mary, Ellie, do you guys still go out together and do events and private parties and such?
Oh, yeah.
You bet.
All the time.
So, and other than that, Mary, are you still, and both of you, are you still working professionally with orchestras around town?
Of course, all the time.
That is just so cool to be able to do what you do at the level that you do it. So wanted to give you an opportunity to share with everybody in the event. Because, like I said, Mary and Ellie came out and played for My wife and I, we had a party with some friends, and they played, and they do these kind of events all the time. So if you ever need a professional flautist and a harp player, then you're going to call it. Where do they get in touch with you two?
Well, I have a Facebook page, Mary Opperman Flute, and you can also email me at maryflute@sbcglobal.net. Ellie has a website.
And I have a website, harpwoman.com.
Awesome.
And there's listening examples on there, flute and harp, flute and harp and strings, and we can put together any kind of group, as not just flute and harp, if you want strings, if you want any kind of music.
That's awesome. Can I ask you a question? I've always wanted to ask. You play in big orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had the impression that the people that play in orchestras, that they're all just very, very smart, educated, erudite, well-spoken people.
Duh.
Is that how you feel? Or when you get in there, do you feel like you're just surrounded by dummies?
Well, no.
We're in a pool of our peers.
Ah. Yes, we are. And actually, there are stereotypes, you know, like brass players are kind of known for being kind of, I don't know, what do you think, Ellie? Party boys?
Well, you know, like trombone players know all the best jokes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trombone players.
And I think it's because they have a lot of time on their hands back there.
Right. Yeah.
And the horn players are more intellectual, but they still drop spit on the floor.
Yeah, they do.
That's true. They drool every performance.
Well, they have to empty out their slide.
Spit valve.
Yeah.
And the percussionist just like hitting on stuff. So
yeah.
They're always busy counting.
Awesome. So, Mary, are you still married?
No.
What did you do to screw that up?
Oh! Wow. Thank you, Mark.
Now, how many kids do you have?
I have one, and Alex is here in the studio, too, because he's on spring break, so he's 13.
He's an awesome kid. He was assisting them throughout the performance, did a great job.
Well, Mary, look, you know, I have called you on so many occasions, and this is Mary. I called her to do the session, the studio session with the horns and the strings on my film 213. And not only did she run down to do it, but she brought a coffee maker and snacks, knowing everybody would need.
That's
Mary. That's me.
And Mary, listen, I absolutely love you. I always have.
Mark, I love you too.
You're always there for me, and I'm going to use you like the whore you are.
Awesome.
And he's still not going to pay you.
He's still not going to pay you. Anytime, Mark, please call me.
Well, to you two, hopefully somebody will reach out and book some gigs with you. I know that I'm going to. And ladies, again, thank you. You classed up a dumpy place today.
Awesome. Well, it was really fun.
Our pleasure.
And great to see you, Mark.
Good to see you. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for
having us. Shenanigans, tomfoolery, and monkey shines just around the corner. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound, Mark in the Morning, and Uncle Joe has moved into the studio. What do we have on hand for the tenants?
Hold on. Before you do this,
yeah.
Uncle Joe wore a Wisconsin Badgers shirt yesterday.
That's right.
You ruined me! You sank me!
Right here. These two right here. This is what I say.
That's the finger that describes Joe.
But it's a good-looking shirt. Hey, the year that Die Hard came out. Oh, and Bull Durham, one of my favorite baseball movies. 1988, featuring that in the 10 at 10 today. And the Sounds 10 at 10, supported by Ventura County West. Discover beaches, food, and fun you've been missing. Bucky Badger!
So, tomorrow, you'll remember Christian Hand. He was the guy that came in and dissected the Marvin Gaye song.
Yep.
He's back in the room, and he's going to focus on vocals of some of the greatest singers we've ever had in rock and roll.
Like Beatles and also Freddie Mercury of Queen. It's going to be awesome.
Next. And then we're doing a thing where we're getting to know staff members of the Sound. Tomorrow, we get to know the general manager, Peter Burton.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.